This is Capital Insider, your weekly look inside Oklahoma politics, policy, and elections. I'm Dick Pryor with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley. Our guest is the Republican Party nominee for governor, Kevin Stitt. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me here. Such an honor to be with you guys.
Mr. Stitt, you've said you would have vetoed House Bill 1010XX, the revenue-raising measure that made it possible to give teachers pay raises. But you've also expressed support for raising teacher pay. How would you reconcile that?
Well, first off, you know, we have $1 billion more in revenue coming in this year versus last year. And the problem with always tying teacher pay raises to these unsustainable revenue sources, it doesn't last long term. So I know as a business person, we have to pay our teachers what market is, competitive wages. But we can't always tie it to stuff that's been happening our whole lives as Oklahomans, like the lottery was going to fix education, the casinos were going to fix it, liquor by the drink. So we've heard all these things, and I want to fix it long term. There's some structural changes that we need to make.
You mentioned the $1 billion increase in state revenues. That's total state revenues, not the general revenue fund from which teacher salaries are paid. That is only up about 0.7%, including the new revenue. How then would you be paying for those pay raises without that revenue increase?
Well, $500 million of the billion was dedicated to education. You know, because the economy is growing again, the oil and gas revenue is up. So we will have more revenue next year.
Despite the recent pay raise, Oklahoma continues to lose teachers, and declining enrollments in education colleges suggest fewer people want to become teachers. What do you propose to do to encourage people to enter the teaching field and stay in Oklahoma to teach?
So I've thought a lot about this. Number one, we have to change the tone that we value education and we value that profession. And that's why I want to go ahead and take them up to number one in our region. That'll go a long ways to letting our teachers know that it's a new day in Oklahoma and we value that education community. But also, I've got a plan to match the local dollars up to $5,000. So they could get a $10,000 bonus for somebody coming out of college to stay in our state or to recruit somebody from another state to move into our state. So it's just really, this is a recruiting issue. So I've thought about that. That's part of my education plan. And then also to make it easier to get certified in our state. We have three different certified tests that we require a new teacher. Other states have one test, and it's called the Praxis test. About 35 states use that. So I have a plan to go with the standardized national test so we don't overload teachers coming into our state with three different tests. Then also, I want to start an initiative that recruits retired doctors and business people and engineers and nurses and people that want to give back to that next generation.
You have expressed opposition to Medicaid expansion. Why?
Well, here's the deal. I mean, Medicaid expansion as it sits, the federal government could at any time take those dollars away. They fund 90% of Obamacare today, but they only fund Medicaid about 50% of those dollars. So when you expand and we put more people on a system that shouldn't be on the system, and then those dollars taken away, it puts our state in unintended consequences. So the better idea is to get our economy growing again, get wages up, get people in the private sector with private insurance. That's the way we're going to solve this long term.
Addiction, substance abuse, and mental health are huge problems across the country, and especially in Oklahoma, as we all know. They also strain Oklahoma's correctional system. How would you address those critical issues specifically?
The mental health issue is something that breaks my heart. My wife, she has relatives that have dealt with that. We've got to make sure that we have that we're spending our dollars in mental health facilities because our prisons are overcrowded with addictive people with mental illness. So we either spend it in incarceration or we can move those dollars earlier up, catch them earlier in the process, and actually get the folks the help that they need with the addiction they need or the mental health that they need. But here's the real issue is, you know, we have some drug offenders that because it was their third time to be caught with drugs, they're getting 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. We've got to come up with a fairness in sentence and get them into drug rehab, catch them earlier. The other thing is fines, fees, and court costs. have totally gotten away from us. And the district attorneys, I mean, I support our district attorneys, and we're going to be smart on crime. I'm going to be a huge support for our law enforcement. We have to respect our law enforcement. But when I think about the way the district attorneys fund themselves, we have to think of alternative funding. 50% of their funding comes from fines, fees, and court costs.
Lawmakers have been asked to consider a number of bills concerning childhood vaccinations. What would your view be concerning requirements for childhood vaccinations?
Yeah, so I've vaccinated all six of my children. Of course, I think vaccinations are helpful. There's recommended. There's things that need to be done to our children. But I also, I just like the exemptions that our current law has. And it's a between a parent and their pediatrician. I've said that from the very, very beginning.
One of your responsibilities as governor, if elected, would be to order the moving forward with executions. Oklahoma is looking at executions using nitrous asphyxiation, which is largely untested on human beings. Do you have any concerns about ordering executions using that method?
I support the death penalty for the most heinous of crimes, but it has to be implemented humanely. And we, of course, have to make sure that that's tested, that's done correctly. And no, I don't want our state to have be any kind of a guinea pig on something that's as important as that.
If you are elected governor, there's a good chance you would be asked to sign or veto a bill limiting abortion in Oklahoma. Where do you stand on adding further conditions on abortion all the way to possible criminalization?
I am pro-life. I am proud of that. I believe that life begins at conception. But I also understand that this is a federal issue. It's something that's been decided in the Supreme Courts. And so I focus on my five pillars. And some of these other things that just get us sidetracked, we have got to do better on growth, education, health, infrastructure, and efficiencies. But if you're asking if I'm pro-life and if I'm going to sign pro-life legislation that protects life, I absolutely will.
Our Oklahoma Engaged polling research indicated a high level of distrust of government. What would you do specifically as governor to improve government transparency?
So I've got a plan to put Oklahoma's checkbook online so all of our citizens can see the transparency and they can see exactly how we're spending our dollars. Also, I'm looking at software where we can have transparency in the Freedom of Information Act, where people can dial in and get information quickly. We won't do anything behind closed doors. I'm going to end the good old boy system. And I'm stepping off from my company like our forefathers intended and going and serving my state and focusing on the next generation, not the next election.
As a closing argument then, why should Oklahomans vote for you?
If you want change, if Oklahomans are ready to be a top 10 state and actually move our state forward, because we don't have any different issues than they do in any other state. And so I am the type of a leader that's going to be focused on moving our whole state forward and not being reliant on just this industry or worried about pleasing this special interest group or worried about pleasing these group of lobbyists. If they're ready for that change, then I ask for their support and their vote on November 6th. And let's win this, because Oklahoma's turnaround starts right here, right now.
Kevin Stitt, Republican nominee for governor. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Capital Insider. Listen to more of our conversations on the Capital Insider podcast. You can also find us online at kgou.org and ecapital.net, and follow us on Twitter at KGOU News. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.